Why do you play the game? Obviously, there's bazillions of dollars and whatever, but you play to win the world championship. Win the damn thing, and that's the kind of mentality that you have to have. And if you don't have it, sell the team. And if you don't have it, don't coach it. And if you can't play it, get the hell out of the game.
I sit around and watch the Bears because I'm a fool. I yell at John Fox for an hour or two. And Connor Barth just cannot kick. I mean, this bum just cannot kick. They're 1-4 and Cutler sucks and he's f***ing lazy. The season's almost out of time. The Bears are creeping on 1-5. I'm so damn mad I lost my mind because they play like crap. They got no motivation. Where is their motivation? No time for the motivation. Cutler's no inspiration.
There you go.
Great.
Broke Dawn Show with Adam Montes. My air player's really working hard on that today.
Oh, it just speaks to me.
Ooh.
I mean, that's exactly how you feel, right?
You know, I was,
hopeful at some point?
Well, I did that. You know, they did something to me that's bad. They're playing with my heart. They're playing mm-hmm. with my emotions here. Because I decided I wasn't going to pay any attention to them. And then they win a game.
Okay. And you got vested. You got invested again in the game, in the team.
And I got somewhat invested. And then I thought, all right, you know what? I'm gonna watch. I'm gonna be home. So having a thing last night for the debate. So I thought, you know, I'm gonna cook. I'm gonna just cook at home.
Oh,
having my family over for the debate, just so that we could all hug each other in case there was a massive explosion. So I thought, okay, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to watch this game while I'm cooking. Now, I did cut a couple of fingers off actually during the game, and I believe it was intentional. I kept thinking, okay, well, they're in this. They're in it.
Mm-hmm.
They can win this
totally.
Game. They, oh, look at this. Oh, and there was, you know, there's parts of this Hoyer dude
mm-hmm.
that I think, hey, that right. guy's pretty good. Kev, you agree on that? I think that, you know, he's there all of a sudden, right?
Sorry, Roy, cut out there for a moment.
But Hoyer, actually pretty good.
Oh, Hoyer, yeah.
Hoyer, you know, doing the right thing, managing the game, right?
Not turning the ball over, which John Fox has stressed. And John Fox still didn't add any. He says there really is no plan yet still on whether Jay Cutler will get his job back.
There's no reason to rush him back.
No, I don't think there is. I mean, I think his days are pretty much over here anyway. So if Brian Hoyer is doing that and holding down the fort, you might as well leave him there.
Yeah. And I mean it's quarterback rating is huge. First time ever Chicago Bears quarterbacks had 300 yards in offensive production in three consecutive games. Right?
Yeah, he threw two touchdowns, no interceptions, nearly 400 yards. 397 right. yards
wow.
for Brian Hoyer. And they were leading
lost.
Late in that game. I mean, they blew it late.
Yeah, because...
They barthed?
They barthed. They barthed all over their shoes.
They barthed twice, I think.
Yeah. Kaz is joining us, Glenn Kozlowski. He's part of the three-headed monster that is the Hamp and OB with Kaz show. Heard here after Bears games on Sunday afternoons.
So good. The show is so good. I was listening on my way back from a pumpkin patch in Indiana, and I was just laughing. It was beautiful.
Yeah. All right. Now, Kaz, let's try to put some perspective into this. They are 1-4. They're basically eliminated from postseason activities at this very juncture.
Oh no, no, they got a 6% chance.
6%. Okay.
So you're saying we've got a chance, right? It's a Dumb and Dumber. Is where
right. Didn't Jim Carrey say that? And
yes.
Yes. So you're saying we got a chance.
Yeah. That's what that is.
Right.
And the thing is that was the deal. They were like so close. Now, I'm telling you, had they won that game, they'd be going into Jacksonville or playing. They're going Jacksonville coming here. And Jacksonville, you know, sucketh at a very high level. So there was a chance that they could have been 3-3, Kaz. 3-3.
Could have been.
Yeah, but they're just not very good. And, you know, as much as it's great, Brian Hoyer threw for over 300 yards 3 weeks in a row. 23 points is all they've accounted for. So, yeah, it's the highest score in the year. So, 17, that was the second highest. And so, yep, they look. It looks great on paper. You get all excited, but they can't convert it into touchdowns. And they don't even try to most of the time. It's weird when they get in the red zone. They just, like, fall into the fetal position.
What do you attribute that to?
I want mommy. I think it's what, I mean, that's what they look like, right? They just fall down and go put their hands in their thumb in their mouth and scream out, I want mommy.
Well, Kaz, what makes a good red zone offense? What are they doing wrong other than, as you just mentioned, getting into the fetal position and crying for mommy?
I think that's it. No, they don't try. The one time they throw it into the end zone, Meredith makes a nice catch and they score a touchdown. You have Alshon Jeffrey. I like to call him No Show. But, you know, they're trying to take him away all day. But here's what I know about the kid. You throw a jump ball to him, he catches it more than he drops it. And you could have three guys on him. There's a good chance he'll catch it. So how about that little crazy idea of having him run a fade and throw it to the back of the end zone? You got to keep it inside the end zone, though.
Yeah, that's where Hoyer hurts you a little bit. He doesn't quite have that skill set.
He threw it into the first the first game when he threw that fade into the first row of the stands.
He doesn't quite have
at least they can catch it there, can't they?
Yeah, that's right. There's someone who can catch it. The Bears fan can get it. A guy wearing a Bears jersey can catch it if they're playing at home. The interesting thing, though, for me is I think they may have found a running back, though. Of all the things that we can talk about that are all, and this is another reason. This is why I'm so angry today, because they have gotten me on this, where now all of a sudden I'm looking at this Justin Howard kid, or whatever, what's his name?
Jordan Howard,
yeah. Well, I'm looking at this kid, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, I remember when I was a kid, back in my day, watching Walter Payton play on really pathetic teams in the late 1970s, mid-70s into the late 70s, and watching this, you know, and a great backstory as Jordan Howard has. It's sort of it is interesting.
Wasted talent.
And this kid reminds me, in terms of the way that he moves, I know it's a very unfair comparison right now, and it's way early on this, but there's something that is Peyton-esque about the way that he runs. He makes yards after the first contact, and that is he bounces off guys the way that Peyton did. I mean, he's the only exciting thing. He's the only thing, cause that we can hold our head on.
And they only give him the ball 16 times. Literally, if they give him the ball 30 times yesterday, they win the game. They win the game running away. And, you know, the tougher part is, look, Andrew Luck and T.Y. Hilton, those are the only two guys on the entire offense of the Colts that could even play for our offense, and we don't know how to take them away. It's bizarre. Let anybody else catch the ball but T.Y. Hilton, and then rush Andrew Luck. But our coaches, they don't think of that, apparently, or they don't want to do that. I'm not quite sure. But there are some good, I would say some of the young defensive backs look pretty good. There's some hope, but the running back, literally, If you would have given him even 25 touches, you know, so another 9 or 10 more carries, the kid was averaging almost 8 yards a carry. So you win games by limiting your opponent's possessions. That's usually how you win games. I mean, it's a strange concept in football, but that's how it works. And if you
well, it's a novel concept for this coaching staff.
If you run the ball and you run it well, you'll win the game. It's just pretty strange. Yeah. So, you know, even in the red zone, if they just give that kid the rock, for crying out loud, and let him run, I you know, it defies common sense. But they are in a rebuild, and so I guess that's why you watched the debate over the Chicago Bears last night, right?
Kaz, would you start Cutler when healthy?
I would trade Jay Cutler to the Miami Dolphins, who probably are biting at the bit to get a quarterback because. Yeah, Adam Gase is down there. He's one of the only guys in the world that ever got productivity out of Jay Cutler, and he's the head coach. So if there was ever a time to move Jay Cutler, now's the time, right?
They're saying the offense is safer under Hoyer, no interceptions. But is he really the answer there? I mean, is he
Mr. Temporary
and he's just okay? What's your read on the whole thing? Could he become great? I don't know.
No, he'll never be great, but he's perfect for what you're trying to do right now when you're rebuilding on the Bears. And you could get, I believe you could get a one for Jay Cutler right now, as crazy as that sounds.
Yeah, first round draft pick.
I'm telling you, you think about the Miami Dolphins and, you know, how really they started out pretty well, but they're hurting at the quarterback position, and that's a perfect fit to move Jay Cutler. You get rid of, you know, maybe you pay a little bit on his salary this year, but
what are you hearing? Are you hearing this? Are you?
No, I'm just wishing it, right?
Okay.
Now.
All right. Because I'll take. You know what?
Let's try to create a thought process that says, "Hey, Adam Gase did a great job with Jay Cutler.
Yes,
he clearly
he did.
Is a guy that somebody wants. You know, team will want him.
Sure.
Dolphins, take him.
Yes, take him.
Don't Miami. Perfect. And you know what? And that's
move.
The kind of place that Jay and Kristen would love. Miami.
Yeah,
they could restart their reality show stuff.
Sure. Real Housewives of Miami. They
right.
Got there.
The Zika. It's done. Forget it. We're fine. There's no Zika. You kids are fine. Besides, they've already had 16 kids in 5 weeks, so they're fine.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
So, I mean, you got to admit, though, doesn't that fit?
Oh,
and
yeah.
Honestly, whatever we get,
I'm with you.
We'll take, right? We'll just take it, and you'll call the Jay Cutler experiment over, and Brian Hoyer is the stopgap between the next quarterback. So that means, what, about 48 more guys starting before we find the next quarterback?
Good job. All right, Kaz, thank you very much, my friend.
Thanks,
appreciate
Kaz.
It.
You got it. Have a great day.
Great
See
job.
You.
Thank you, Kaz. All right, Violetta Podermedic has got the WGN traffic. Why don't you do some Miami traffic for us, too? I'm sure you could find it.
I bet it's beautiful over there.
Sunshine delays.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of sunshine delays.
So we've got all of that coming. And by the way, Ryan Lochte got engaged. We'll talk about that coming up. We're very excited about our boy getting, you know.
Dude, that would be one righteous wedding.